back in the day, I mean, there was very little exposure to rock and roll. The only opportunity we got was watching TV, and that was either Top of the Pops or the Rugby Whistle Test. And obviously, with radio, radio was very important to us, the likes of John Peel. So we tended to look towards the TV and the press, like the NME, for ideas. But there was never any music in the house. The only music in the house was the radio. And I think that's probably where I got my love of music, because if music came on the radio, I'd be getting ready for school in the morning, my parents would be there, and if some song came on that my father liked, he'd turn it up and say to my mother, who was called Agnes, "Agnes, do you fancy a dance?" So they'd be dancing around the kitchen, and I'd be so embarrassed, but like really think the whole thing was really funny at the same time. So I think from my parents I kind of got that enthusiasm and the appreciation that music can be very uplifting. Culture and Derry to me means it's a way of life. I mean it's where I'm from, it's where my parents are from, and it's where my parents' parents are from. It's where I've grown up, it's where I went to school, it's where I was educated. I think the city does have a lot to offer. I'm very fortunate that with the Undertones that we can tour and we get to travel the world, but I'm always glad to get back home. I like being back home. It's a great leveller. I think the people here are fundamentally very friendly, very helpful, and humble, but they're quietly confident as well. I like that. I think there's a tangible community spirit within Derry. I mean, even though it's an ordinary city, and I don't mean ordinary in a derogatory sense, just people get on with their day-to-day things. Very important that Derry retains its individualism. It defies what and who we are, and it should be encouraged and retained. And if lost, Derry will lose its identity and its uniqueness. Although in saying that, we should look outwardly for inspiration, but you need to be careful that we don't become like poor copies of other cities and their cultures and their lifestyles. I think Derry is defined by its uniqueness and its character and its individualism, and it's that to me is what makes the city attractive.